Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Out there, this is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Come to you live from the Baltimore area. I used to say the DMV area, but someone corrected me and was like, Baltimore, north of Baltimore, is not considered the DMV. So I'm just going to say from the Baltimore area. But I'm a Washingtonian native, and God is good. You know, we've been talking about different series of subjects and topics like jumping to the things of God. We were talking about He's a Keeper last week. And what I'm talking about today's topic is shut it down. Shut it down. You know, one thing about it is that with everything that's going on right now, the media is on a rock and roll. I mean, media is just, we're just faced with so many different things that we see that's happening in our land, injustices. We also have church duties. We have, you know, some of us have families. Some of us, we're wearing different hats, have different jobs, have a whole bunch of things we're trying to do and accomplish. And sometimes as Christians, we try to do these things and accomplish these things in the name of the Lord. And then we sit back and we look at other people and what they're doing, and then we say, Lord, why are they doing this? You know, why are they not doing this? Why are they worshiping you? And then it's like we have become so bombarded, with so many different issues and so many different things on our plates. And then sometimes we sit back and we look and we say, this person is worshiping you, they're worshiping, but we have work that needs to be done. Which brings me to today's subject and what God put in my heart about this message: shut it down. Because there's sometimes in our lives where we just got to shut the things down. We just got to tell things, you know, situations that's going on. We just got to lay our cares down at His feet. We just have to take that time to just worship God, and instead of focusing on the situations and things that are going on, and instead of doing all those things, we have to return to our first love, which is worshiping God. You know, sometimes we lose ourselves in trying to be busy in the things of God, especially with so many different things going on. It's like you're being pulled in all different directions. So that's what God has given me this message for tonight. But before we get started, I'm going to play a couple artists before we get to the word tonight. This first artist needs no introduction. This is Erica Campbell of Mary Mary. And this song is All I Need Is You. Because, you know, we've got to get to the point and to the place where we're saying, all I need is you, Lord. I want you to think about this worship song, and I'm going to be right back.
Next part of this idea was,
looking for mercy, I found grace. Hey, looking for love, and I found looking for healing, I found love. Looking for joy, and I found your strength was just enough. And all I need is you.
Looking for mercy, I found grace. Looking for trust, and I found all I need is faith. Looking for peace, and I found love. Looking for strength, and I found your joy was just enough to know you is, to know.
This is Chi Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the Baltimore area. The guest calling number is 657-383-1935. First of all, I want to say thank you for making this show a favorite of yours. Please make sure you share this show with your friends and loved ones, and perhaps they need some inspiration, you know. So that's the purpose of this radio show. Tonight's message is entitled Shut It Down. Now, you might be saying, gee, what do you mean by shut it down? You know, I think that sometimes we get to a point in our lives where we have so many different things coming at us from different angles. And sometimes to refocus, you got to shut it down. Sometimes in order to fully hear what God is saying to us in this season, we've got to get to a point where we're shutting it down. We have to pull back the reins sometimes. And I say it because we're being pulled in so many different directions. And, you know, for those who are listening, most times when preachers are preaching, they are, first of all, sharing from their heart. They believe God is pulling their heart to share. But it's applicable first to the person who's giving the word. So what I'm preaching to you, what I'm trying to say to you is exactly where I'm at. This is exactly what I'm going through. This is exactly what I'm dealing with. And I want to share with you what God's put on my heart and what he's saying to me. Because, you know, sometimes, guys, you've got to shut things down in order to clearly hear from the Lord. Now, tonight's text is coming from Luke, verses 38 through 42. And this is at the home of Martha and Mary. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all of the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it would not be taken away from her." May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. If you're with me, please bow your heads as I pray, and please pray for me. Lord, I decrease that you might increase. I pray, God, that you will speak your word to my spirit, to my heart, and to those who are listening. I pray that you encourage them and by the words spoken, that they will feel and hear your heart and what message you are trying to say to them. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, one of the things about this text that stood out to me, in verse 38, it says, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. One of the things I want to say is that sometimes when reading this text, I think that sometimes we forget and we overlook the fact that you know, we tend to look down on Martha and we tend to say, what was she thinking? You know, how could she do this? How dare her say what she's saying about Mary? You know, but I want you guys to see something. Because I think sometimes we can identify with Martha in some ways. We all, sometimes when we look at this, read the scripture, I feel like sometimes we're like, Martha, what are you thinking about? You know, one of the things I want to say is that Martha welcomed Jesus to her home. You know, Martha opened her home to Jesus. And that was really, really important back then, you know. As far as a woman opening her home up, but she just opened up her home to any man. She opened up her home to Jesus. She welcomed Jesus into her home. So you say, what does this have to do with shut down? Well, this is shut it down. Well, this is telling the story. This is telling the story. You know, it's very, very important that we know that that she did open her home to him. And when she opened her home to Jesus, she said, look, I want you to come here. I want you to stay here. When you open your home up, you're welcoming that person into your living space. You're welcoming them into your house. You're welcoming them into such an intimate place. So her heart was in the right place. She welcomed Jesus into her home. She opened her home to Jesus. And it says right here, in verse 39, she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. You know, I want to tell you this. Martha was doing like sometimes some of us do. We're like, you know, we're getting things ready for Sunday, for church. We're trying to get things, you know, together for the Lord. We're trying to do what he's placing our hearts to do. And she was doing, she was working. She was working to get things ready for Jesus. Have you ever been in a place where you're saying, you know, Lord, I know you placed this thing in my heart. I have work to do. I've got to go to church. I got to clean up. I've got to do this. I got to take Johnny over here. I got to take Michaela over there. I've got to go to this meeting. I have to go to this auxiliary meeting. I have to go to choir rehearsal. Then I have to go grocery shopping. Then I have to get things ready for Sunday school and during the summer for summer school camp. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And that's what Martha was doing. It said that she was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. When you think about the word distraction, I think that her focus was on doing what she had to do. And then she was just so focused on those things that she had to do to get ready for Jesus that she became overwhelmed. She became overwhelmed by all the things she felt needed to be done for Jesus' stay. Have you ever been in that place where you have been overwhelmed or you felt overwhelmed by all the things that you're placed on your to-do list for the Lord? Have you ever been in that place where it's like, Lord, you know, I have to go over here. I have to go to this pastor's meeting. I have to go to this prayer breakfast. I need a ride to get to the choir rehearsal. I have to take so-and-so home after choir rehearsal. I have to come back to church the next day. And you begin to just look at everything that has to be done in Jesus' name. You say, what is going on? Lord, how can I do this? And this person is over here just relaxing and praising you. And they're not even trying to help me do these things that need to be done for you in your name. And I say that because just like Martha, we get busy sometimes in the things of God. We get busy in trying to do this and trying to do that. We get busy in the busy things, with things that we really, really feel are important to us in our Christian walk, in our Christian faith. But the key thing, one of the things I want you guys to also remember is this. She became distracted by the preparations of things that had to be made. She became overwhelmed. And sometimes we become overwhelmed. And when we become overwhelmed, sometimes we lose sight of everything that's going on. Sometimes we begin to go through different things because we're going crazy, because we have all these things on our minds. And I feel that that's what causes us to be frustrated. And I think that's what happens right here with Martha. You know, so I think that we could definitely identify with Martha. I think we can definitely identify with her more than we say that we what's the word I'm trying to think of? We can identify with Martha more than we sometimes want to admit. But I want you guys to understand that sometimes we are like Martha. We're so busy, and we become so busy, sometimes we become overwhelmed. Have you ever been to a place where you're just always on the go? You never stop. I'm not sure about you, but I'm like that. I keep going, keep going, keep going, until I can't go any further. And then when I can't go any further, then I'm in this place where I'm just worn out. I'm like, well, how can this person sit here and rest so quietly while I'm going through all of these different things? You know, I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes, you guys, we got to shut it down. You know, Martha welcomed Jesus to her home. She was busy what she felt was important that she needed to do for God. But then she became overwhelmed when she began to look at everything that was going on. So before I go to this next point, I want to play this song for you guys. And this song is entitled Fire by Michelle Williams. And we're going to get to the next point. That next point is this. Mary focused her attention on Jesus. We'll get back to that after this song from Michelle Williams.
To grow, listen for what you say. I lay down my head. I don't Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, the G Right on blogtalkradio.com.
You know, I just want to say, guys, thank you for staying with me. Please tell your friends about the show. You know, if you have any questions, anything you want to send me a shout out, feel free to do that at gwrightonline@yahoo.com. gwrightonline@yahoo.com. For those who are tuning in tonight, we're talking about tonight's message is coming from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. The account about Mary and Martha. And Jesus was visiting at Martha's home. And Martha was busy doing everything else, you know, getting things ready for the Lord. And she began to look at all the things that need to be done. And she was like, Jesus, say something to Mary. I'm up here doing all this work, and she's just sitting up there listening to you. You know, and basically we're at the point right now where the first point I made was that Martha welcomed Jesus into her home. Martha's not a bad person. I think that sometimes when we read this, like I was saying earlier, sometimes when we read this scripture, we feel as if Martha is not a good person. That's not the main thing. The main thing that Jesus was basically saying to Martha was, look, you're worried about a lot of things, but there's only one thing that you need to do. And he basically just let her know, look, your sister is doing that which is better, and I'm not going to stop her from doing that. I'm not going to stop her from worshiping me. I'm not going to stop her from wanting to spend time with me. And I say this because sometimes I feel that we become so focused on the things that God has called us to do. God, I want to do this for you. I want to do this in your name. But sometimes we become overwhelmed. And then we sit back and we look at other people who are worshiping God, and it seems as if they have no care in the world. While we are trying to do these things, these various things, and be pulled this way and that way in things we feel that God's called us to do, you know, and we begin to look down on other people, but I feel like God is saying, look, what is most important is that you spend that time with me. Instead of trying to do all those other different things for me, spend the time with me. And that's basically what he's saying in this passage, scripture. My second point for those who are listening tonight is this. Mary focused her attention on Jesus. You know, while Martha welcomed Jesus to her home, Mary focused her attention on Jesus. Now, sure, Martha was focused on Jesus, but she was more so focused on things she wanted to do to get things ready for him. But Mary focused her attention on Jesus. When we think about focus, that means your attention is squarely on what it's on and nothing else. Nothing that's happening on your left, nothing that's going on your right. I can imagine that Mary was just sitting there listening to Jesus while Martha was going crazy over here trying to get this ready, trying to make food, trying to make dinner, trying to make everything just right. And Mary just sat there. And what touched my heart that I feel about Mary is the fact that she stopped everything to hear what Jesus had to say. In Luke chapter 10, verse 39, it says, she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. Now, there's not a whole bunch that they say about Mary in this particular scripture, the sister Mary. But I feel as though this is what happened. She stopped everything to hear what Jesus had to say. She wasn't concerned about getting things ready. She was like, here is Jesus. And he is sitting here. And I'm going to stay right close to him, as close as I can possibly get to hear what he has to say to me. What is he speaking? What is he saying? My question for you are you even thinking about, you know, getting close to God right now? Are you even thinking about, you know, I just need to get as close to Jesus as I can. Let me get as close to God as I can. Holy Spirit, have your way. Speak to me. Speak to me through your word, Lord. She stopped everything to hear what Jesus had to say. When I think about that, I said to say, She was as close to him as she could possibly get. She wasn't worried about, is she wearing the best shoes? Did she get her hair done? She wasn't worried about what she was wearing. She just wanted to be close to Jesus to hear what he had to say. It wasn't enough to just know that, okay, Jesus is right here. God's presence is here. The Holy Spirit is here. You know, he's in the room, okay? You're in the room, I'm good. Now I'm going to go ahead and do this. No, she sat there. Then she stayed at his feet. She stayed at his feet. She sat there as close as she could get. To me, that's symbolic, you know, the fact that she sat at the Lord's feet. She wasn't on the other side of the room. She wasn't trying to micromanage some other things. She wasn't looking on her Samsung Galaxy. Of course, they didn't have that back then. But the point I'm saying is this. Sometimes we get busy and everything. We multitask. We try to multitask. I know at least I try to multitask. But I know that is not something that I can easily do. And most people who know me know when I'm multitasking because I'm not giving 100%. She wasn't trying to multitask. Even if they had a Samsung Galaxy back then, she wasn't trying to see what was the next text message. You know, because I think sometimes we become comfortable knowing that Jesus is in the room. But we don't stop doing what we're doing so we can get closer and close enough to hear what he has to say. Sometimes, and I'm guilty of this myself, we get to a place where, okay, I'm close enough to hear what you have to say to me, Lord. But at the same time, I'm thinking about, I want to see Greenleaf. I want to see some of these other shows, even if it is a good show. I want to see Power. I'm gonna spend time with you, Lord. But on this commercial break, no, that's not what happened right here. She sat at his feet, listening to what he had to say. Why is that important? I feel as if God wants us to realize that we need to try to be as close to him with no distractions. Instead of worrying about how the bill could get paid, let me just focus on the one who is able to pay the bill. Instead of focusing on the problem, let me focus on the problem solver. And I think that's where we get off track. And then we end up like Martha becoming overwhelmed because you're trying to do everything except what is the best thing to do. You know, one of the things about Mary is this. She was in a state of peace and impartation. And when I say that, you might say, how did she stay in a place, in a state of peace and impartation? Verse 39 in chapter 10 of Luke, it just stated, she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. It seemed like she was at peace to me. I would infer that she was at peace because she wasn't trying to do anything else. This tells her that she stayed there at his feet. And, you know, and the point, the fact that Martha went ahead in verse 40, it says, but Martha was distracted by all of the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. That lets me know that, look, hey, Martha's so busy doing all these different things, getting things ready, which is not a bad thing. But Mary, she's just relaxing, listening to what he's saying. He's like, she's like, come, tell her to come on. It's bad for her to do that. That lets me know that I can infer that Mary was in a state of peace. She was only concerned about what Jesus had to say. Well, our sister was getting things ready, and that is a good thing. To work, doing the work of the Lord is a good thing. But she was spending that time with Jesus. She was spending that time at his feet. She was spending that time wanting to hear every word that was going to come from his mouth. Have you been in that place where you have wanted to just hear everything that the Holy Spirit was going to speak to you and say to you? That you turn your cell phone off? You go to a different part of the house where no one can bother you? Have you ever been to that place? And I say impartation. When you spend a time with God and you spend time in prayer and the Holy Spirit is talking to you, Jesus touching your heart, and you spend that time, God can touch your heart. He can touch your soul. You know, and that's where Mary was. Mary was right there. She was focused on what Jesus had to say to her. And that's a great thing. That's a great, great thing. You know, this next artist that I'm going to play is a friend of mine, Teresa Pinkney, the child that I prayed for. This is their prayer. And I want you guys to think about this. Which one of you? Are you Martha or are you Mary? Think about that. I'll be right back. This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. Tonight's message is entitled Shut It Down. I'm coming from Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. Now, if you're listening and you're wondering, well, what does Shut It Down have to do with this story? I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Just stay with me, all right? The number here is 657-383-1935. If you want to say something, just press 1. Then I'll know that you would like to say something. My first point was that Martha welcomed Jesus into her home. My second point was that Mary focused her attention on Jesus. The third point is this: Jesus addressed Martha's state of mind. You know, I can imagine that Martha was probably perplexed. She was upset. It said that in verse 40 of Luke chapter 10, it says, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. So she went to Jesus because she was frustrated because of all the things she had to do. And she's over here looking at Mary just sitting down, who's sitting down relaxing, listening to what Jesus had to say. And she's like, I need you to do something. But he didn't do what she probably thought that he was going to do, what she wanted him to do. What she wanted him to do was to chastise Mary. But what Mary was doing was, in a way, like a form of worship. She was just sitting down. Now, Martha was doing worshiping by giving herself to getting things ready. But the thing about it is that Martha wanted Jesus to address Mary. But instead, Jesus addressed Martha. Sometimes I think we go to Jesus and we say, Lord, I'm doing this. And while this person is just sitting there, I'm doing this for you. But this person's over there sitting doing this. And Jesus addressed Martha's state of mind. Her mind was divided. I want you to understand that her mind was in a place where she was trying to do everything that was going on and going through her mind. She had to do this. She had to go to do that. She had to do these things. Then she's beginning to come frustrated. So her mind was divided. And so into those so many different directions. Now I can imagine that she got upset, was angry at Mary for not helping. So what did she do? She ran to Jesus. You know, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Look at what I'm doing. And it's all by myself. So I can imagine that she was also angry, and she wanted Jesus to say something to her sister. But Jesus told her this: you, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things. See, she was already torn apart, upset and angry over so many different things that was going on. But he says this thing to her. He says, but only one thing is needed. Yeah, I could imagine that you might feel as if you're pulled in so many directions. And Jesus is saying to you right now, there's one thing that is needed. Mary has chosen what is better. And what is that thing that is better? If you had to go back to verse 39, she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he had to say. Listening to what he said. That was what was better. And Jesus told Mary, Martha, and it would not be taken away from her. I'm not going to stop, tell her to get up and she has to do this thing when she's worshiping me. She's been at time with me. I'm right here. She's at my feet. That is the better thing. Perhaps Martha could have done things differently. Perhaps Martha could have sat down with Mary and listened to what he had to say and then get up and go and do whatever it was that she felt like she needed to do for the Lord to get things ready. You know, it reminds me like when my mother would tell me to always have the house in a particular order just in case unexpected guests come. I won't be looking crazy thinking, oh, I have to clean this up. I got to do this. So, well, I'm not going to even talk about that. That's another discussion. However, I want to say this. Jesus told her, look, you have so many things going on. You just need to really do one thing. Look at what your sister's doing. What she's doing, that's the better of the things that you're doing. That's the better thing. That's the best choice. And he's basically saying, look, you need to focus on one thing, me. Because Mary's sitting at my feet listening to what I have to say. Relationship is more important than works. Again, relationship is more important than works. You know, I want to say when we talk about works, it reminds me of Matthew chapter 7. In Matthew chapter 7, verse, I'm going there right now. You know, I love to talk to you guys. So I have to make sure I get these all my points in. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23, it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? In your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers. You know, I feel that relationship is more important than works. It's important to do the work of the Lord. That's important. But even more important is that relationship with Jesus Christ. Having your heart open to hear what God has to say to you. And I feel that Jesus is saying, look, it's your state of mind. Perhaps you're in a place right now where you feel like you're being torn in every direction. You're feeling perplexed. I feel like Jesus wants you to focus on that one main thing, him. Your relationship is more important than your works. Your relationship with Jesus Christ should be the most important relationship. Make sure that you're spending time in prayer, reading the Word of God, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart, allowing Him to change your heart, allowing Him to change your life. You know, I'm going to say this. You know, I've had a lot on my mind recently. Someone who's been one of my best friends. You know, we started getting close again, but we've known each other for like 14 years. About 14 years. So I want you, and he's right now, he's fighting for his life in the ICU, in Mississippi. So wherever you guys are, I want you guys to say a prayer for my friend, Dan J. Butler. Definitely a man of God, a musician, minister of music. He loves the Lord. So I know he's going to be okay. You know, then I want you to pray for another friend of mine. Her name is Irma. And she's actually transitioning toward the other side. She loves the Lord with all her heart. We might have a lot of things in our minds. But I feel that God saying we got to shut it down. And what is that, shut it down? I'm going to say shut down the busyness. So we can hear clearly from the Lord. So we can hear more clearly what he's trying to say to us. Because sometimes we cannot hear what the Lord is saying to us because we're being pulled back. We're doing being pulled in this direction, being pulled in that direction. This is happening over here. This person needs this. This person needs that. And that's what we're going through. And I feel that that's what God wants us to do. You got to shut it down. It's time to shut it down. Shut down the noise that's running through your mind. I got to do this. I got to do that. I have to go over here. Lord, I'm trying to do this ministry for you. How am I going to do this ministry? How are you going to bring this thing to pass? Lord, you're telling me to do this. and I'm stepping out there in faith, but how can I get to the next level? How can I get to the next level? And I feel like God's saying, shut it down. I heard those words, and I had to write it down. Shut it down. And I said, Lord, what does that text have to do with shut it down? Well, he basically told Martha, look, but only one thing is needed. Mary had chosen what is better, and it would not be taken away from her. If you want to do what is better, and you want to make the better choice, the best choice, and you feel as if you're being torn in this direction and in that direction, and things are beginning to frustrate you, you begin to become consumed, and he's saying, Lord, and you begin to murmur and get upset, saying, well, Lord, this person is doing this, and they're worshiping you, but I'm trying to do X, Y, and Z. Is that right? I'm trying to do this stuff on my own. I'm trying to do this stuff. And I feel like God's saying, look, shut it down. Shut down the noise that's going through your mind. Shut down those things that are keeping you from going to the next level. And going to the next level really is a deeper relationship with Jesus. I feel like in this season, we need to spend time, as much time with Jesus as we can, so we can hear the voice of the Lord, so the Holy Spirit can minister to us through his word, the written word, and through the rhema word that Jesus is trying to, the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to us in our lives. You know, we've got to make every intention to spend time with God in his word and in prayer. We have to do this thing. We have to be intentional about this. We have to be intentional about spending time with God. We have to be intentional on purpose, with a purpose, to spend time with God in his word and in prayer. Mary did what was better. She sat at his feet. And it reminds me of the song, down at your feet, oh Lord, is the most high place. Your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed by your glory embrace, by your mercy, O Lord, I live to worship you. And I feel that that's what God is saying to us tonight. I feel like God is saying this. Spend a time at my feet. It's okay. You can go back to doing the things of the Lord, the things he's called you to do. Don't neglect spending time with me at my feet. I feel like that's what God is saying to you, whoever's listening. I feel like that's what Jesus is saying. I feel like that's what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. Choose relationship over works. Choose spending time to spend with God. I think so often we want God to, we expect God to act like a genie in a bottle. Let me say hallelujah, hallelujah. You work in my favor. You bring me out of these different things. Then I'm going to go back to doing what I was doing before. And I feel like that's not what God wants from us. What God wants from us is that relationship, which comes by spending time at his feet. So if you're dealing with this beyond your, if you're dealing with things beyond your control, it's time to shut it down and get before God's presence. If you are and have been working hard to fulfill the things of God in your life and feel overwhelmed, it's time to shut it down and kneel before God's presence. If you are frustrated and feel depressed, it's time to shut it down. Shut down those noise. Shut down those things going through your mind and worship the Lord. There you will find the answers you have been searching for. You see, what Martha was doing was not wrong. It's just that she felt that she was doing more, that she just felt that what she was doing was more important than what her sister was doing. You can do the work of the Lord, but if you had to choose which is more important, just know that relationship trumps work for the Lord. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." There's a time and place for everything. There's time to do the work of the Lord, but even more important than that, doing the work of the Lord, it's better to sit at his feet and hear what he has to say. Then you go out and you do his work. But don't forget that you've got to do the work. But you spend that time with him first. That's the most important. That's the most important thing. So for those of you guys listening, I thank you for listening to and tuning into the Hard Love Radio Show. Shut it down. Change your focus and focus on what is the best thing to do, and that's to worship Jesus. I hope that this word touched your heart and your soul. Please make this show a favorite of yours. Make sure you like it. Send me some messages. Check me out on my official website at www.gwriteonline.com. And guys, visit me on Facebook/gwrite. Thank you for making this show a favorite of yours. And remember this, shut it down so you can spend that time worshiping the Lord and hearing what he has to say to you and in your life. I'm going to leave you with this. These are my plans for you. This is by Gregory Brown. I want to say God bless you. Don't forget to make the show a favorite of yours. And be encouraged and keep the faith. And I'll see you this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless. Like the sun always shines.